Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Taking a look all throughout the week at gun violence in America, Aaron Katursky is joining us now. You've heard his reports throughout the morning here with us on WBEN. Aaron, you've been looking at what exactly we mean when we talk about gun violence. And I think this is interesting because so often when it's in the news, it's following, you know, one of these mass shootings that are grabbing headlines. But when you look at the statistics and the numbers, it's a very small part of the overall picture that we're talking about.
Yeah, it is. I mean, even though, Brian, mass shootings have been increasing, and that's defined as, you know, four or more people shot in the same incident, we're also talking about domestic violence. Suicide, tragically, had been for a time the number one gun violence problem. Gang violence, which police say is primarily the problem now, but also accidental shootings, stray bullets. It's a very complicated mix of things that's driving up shooting incidents around the country. We tracked just 1 week, last week, of shooting incidents, and there's been an unspeakable toll, more than 39 dead, 94 wounded under the age of 18. Just last week alone, in a week that saw more than 1,000 shooting incidents and more than 430 dead around the country overall.
Yeah, it's a grim picture. What do we know about the victims of these shootings in general?
We know a couple of things. Primarily, they're fairly young. Generally, 18 to 24 is the predominant range. At least that's true for our state, Susan, and primarily male and primarily people of color. And so the gun violence is hitting these kinds of socioeconomic groups disproportionately. But it's not to say it's only limited to those groups, because it's happening in urban settings, suburban settings, even rural settings, because it's not just gang violence, although that's a large part of it in urban settings, but it is, you know, domestic violence, for example, you know, with guns so readily available, it seems, and experts say all the pent-up frustrations and economic hardships wrought by COVID-19, you know, people are turning to solve disputes with a gun as opposed to maybe some other way that they would have in the past.
Well, we can kind of generally look at, you know, some numbers that tell us who is most likely to be a victim. This increase in gun violence is being seen across all 50 states. I mean, with a whole lot of different settings, lots of different police forces and ways that they're going about combating the gun violence, lots of different gun laws across all these states, where it's all on the rise. And a lot of people have pointed to the past year and the restrictions around the COVID pandemic and how all of this has maybe played into this rise. So what have you found out about that?
Well, COVID for sure has played, I think, a part in different ways. It has burdened people emotionally and economically. That's part of it. It also had the effect of shutting down the courts, leaving a backlog just in New York City, for example, Brian, of more than 5,000 gun cases. So people who might ordinarily have been off the street were kind of left languishing and free to do more shootings. And when we talked to the police commissioner here in New York City, you know, he said he can identify, the individuals carrying the guns and getting them off the street is the priority. You know, you can take the gun off the street, but it's the shooter. You know, the increase in gun arrests and targeting repeat offenders has led to some success, but not quite enough.
You know, Aaron, just since the 4th of July around here in Buffalo, there has been an increased federal effort, especially here, to get guns off the street. And we learned just over the weekend or late Friday that they had 128 arrests, 45 firearms-related arrests, and 22 illegal firearms were seized just in that two-week period after the 4th of July. Are we seeing other results like this? Is this considered a good step? What are you seeing, you know, around the country?
Yeah, and I was reading about that, the stuff that's happening in your neck of the woods, Susan, you know, with, involving the U.S. Attorney's Office and the like. And I think it's all good, right? And different, you know, we've been reading a lot about the Attorney General Merrick Garland and these ATF strike forces in a number of different cities as they try to target gun traffickers and the source of illegal guns. You know, and police will tell you all of it can make a difference. You know, gun arrests here in New York City are up like, they're at a 25-year high. But it only makes, you know, a certain difference because oftentimes what police are finding is that a small number of individuals are responsible for a greater number of shootings. And if you take certain individuals off the street, that can really drive down the numbers. Now, that's just a statistical thing, but the real toll is beyond statistics, of course. It's the emotional toll of a community that has to hear it and react to it. And, you know, you can be out at a block party, and all it takes, as the police commissioner here told us, is one gun and one bullet, and it ruins it for everybody. But that's the reality in an increasing number of neighborhoods across the country.
Which makes it so hard to find that solution. I mean, everyone has a plan. There's so many ideas floating around. But, I mean, the solution is, it's almost incomprehensible, you know, what one or two or even 10 steps you could do to solve the problem.
Yeah, well, and so the question is, are we okay with it, right? Are we going to be okay with with 1,000 people getting shot every week, and in the case of last week, 430 people dying. Are we cool with that? And the answer may be yes. We've taken a broad view in this country of the Second Amendment and the protections that it offers. Not all scholars agree it's the right view, but be that as it may. But police are trying, but I don't think there's an easy solution to sort of talk about here, Brian, and say, you know, if we only would do this, when we talk to the different police commissioners, they have a different, everybody has sort of their own take. Some are be more stringent with gun laws, but others are do targeted arrests. Others are do community intervention and community policing to kind of get in with the communities and get better information. I mean, it's probably some combination of all of it, but it's a complicated problem that we're seeing. I think that the one difference now that may mobilize the country to something in the way of a solution is that it isn't just limited to, you know, urban areas as it once was. It really is universal, and it's all over.
What's coming up tomorrow?
That is an excellent question, Susan. My buddy Alex Stone, I think you're going to hear he wrote along with the police department in Fresno, California, which was having a problem, you know, with street crime and gang violence. And you're going to hear, he was telling me about this. I don't want to give anything away, but, he was riding along and not much was happening. And then sure enough, he rocked up on a shooting that left a guy dead in the street, and the police chief in Fresno tells him that, you know, for all of the, as Brian said at the outset, all of the attention paid to mass shootings and all the training that police do to respond to a mass shooting, that the chief said the reality is that it's ordinary street crime and gang violence that's really driving this increase, and you hear it all in real time.
We're looking forward to hearing some of that. Aaron, thanks so much. It's Aaron Katursky with us. You've been listening to his reports throughout the morning, gun violence in America.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!